This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with David Scholl. With David today, we're going to talk about SPACs, special purpose acquisition companies, being used to go public. David's working closely with a number of firms that are doing this, and just want to get some insight into what this all means and so forth. David, do you want to go from there and tell us a little bit what this all means?
Scott, good to be back on the podcast. As you know, I primarily work with emerging healthcare companies. And while 2020 will be remembered for a lot of things, especially the year of the pandemic, we can say it was also the year of the special purpose acquisition company. In early December, when I took a tally, there was more than $70 billion in proceeds from more than 200 SPACs. And that was an extremely robust pipeline that will carry over and has into this year. So when you look at it, the way I think of it is an IPO is basically a company looking for money, as you and I know, Scott, from our work. A SPAC is money looking for a company. And I've heard several on the investment side talk about it. And there are really a couple of reasons why companies that we work with look at the SPAC. I mean, one of it is speed to market, which I think you understand very well. Going public through a vehicle such as a SPAC can accelerate a company's market entry, as many have reported, by anywhere between 2 and 4 months. And so think about it. Without a company in the actual shell, there are fewer SEC comments and questions to answer, given the lack of financial statements and related material. And the overall auditing process is shortened. Also, a SPAC typically has the added assurance of having a long-term investor base via a PIPE, a private investment in a public equity, instead of trying to sell a company to public investors at a roadshow. And that type of assurance, you don't have that typically with an IPO unless it's painfully obvious the company will do well. So the fact of the matter is, this is what we're seeing and hearing. The other trend that we find today is many who are high-profile executives in our industry, they've built and they've sold biotech companies, which they've either taken public or they have gone public the traditional route in the old days. It seems to be that they view it as just a tremendous advantage and opportunity. They're actually forming SPACs. We work with a couple now, and these are executives who have already built and sold companies. And because of their deal-making and fundraising expertise, they assemble boards of high-profile biopharmaceutical executives, and they create their SPACs. And then they go off to the hunt, looking, as we said, for the companies with which they will merge.
And is this going to be a long-term thing, a short-term thing? What's your sense of the longevity? Because we saw SPACs before, but we haven't seen them as vibrant as right now. Is this a long-term thing? Any sense of that, or what trends drive this or won't drive it for the long run?
In speaking with some of the healthcare investment bankers, we believe that right now we're riding a wave or a trend. And so it happens to be the flavor of 2021 carried over from a powerful 2020 in terms of SPACs. But we also saw the same flavor back in the 90s, Scott, as you'll recall, with reverse mergers into virgin shell companies. So what we're hearing is that these alternative vehicles to take companies public are going to continue to be in favor. And it has to do with timing and cost and ease of access to the public markets. So it might not be that the SPACs continue to sit at the top of the list. And it could be that they fade a little bit and you see a reemergence of some of the other vehicles that they've used. And also people sometimes do direct listings. But SPAC is hot. Celebrity types have SPACs. Will this last? Many of the people I've spoken with said, probably not. But it reminds us that there are alternative vehicles and pathways to take a company public that could prove to be extremely beneficial for entrepreneurs.
Fascinating as always. David, I want to thank you. How do people learn more about David Scholl and Russo Partners?
Best thing to do is visit our website, which is russopartnersllc.com. Most of your listeners will know that we've been in this for a long time, Scott, going back to 1988. Just at the early days of biopharmaceuticals. And it's been a productive year for us, just as it has been for you. Thanks for having me back on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to visit with you and always fascinating the breadth of your perspectives on things. Just a pleasure. Thank you, David, very, very much.
You bet, Scott. Have a great day.